it's just the Hornets that are cursed?
I think it is. I think it is. But, I mean, he kept finding the same. He kept. How many times did he hire that same fucking coach?
Who?
Michael Jordan. What's his name? Clifford?
Oh, Steve Clifford. Twice. Yeah. Because they thought they had another guy last time, and then he said, actually, you know what? I'd rather just stay an assistant coach.
Yeah.
Then come coach for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, no, it's not Michael Jordan's fault. It's the Hornets' fault. They're never going to be good.
No,
the best they've ever been is 1993.
Yes,
and I think they lost the first round.
Yes, the best. When is the best Charlotte team? When Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning.
Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning.
Dale Curry,
Muggsy Bogues. Dale Curry.
That was their.
And they weren't even that good.
Yeah, exactly. they were cool though.
They were cool. They had cool jerseys. Yes. and Larry Johnson was like the coolest guy.
Yeah, they were cool. But I'm trying to think. When is since then they were friends with Kemba when Kemba was really good.
Yep, but they didn't do anything.
No.
Weren't they when they were the New Orleans Hornets? Chris Paul had them going pretty good. Because remember they were the Charlotte Bobcats.
That's right.
Because they moved from Charlotte to New Orleans, right? And they were the New Orleans Hornets, and they were actually pretty. I don't think they ever made the Western Conference Finals.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck did Charlotte get another franchise.
Great, Jordan has to be, has to be Michael Jordan. Because didn't he own the Bobcats? Didn't he buy the Bobcats from the guy that owned BET?
Yeah, it's from Rob Johnson.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So
and Robert sold it because he didn't want his wife to get it.
Okay. There you
basically.
Go. Savvy. And the Bobcats were never even good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, when the fuck has Charlotte ever been the basketball team since? It's probably a year.
Never. The answer is never. Do they have, like, Jamal Mashburn 1 year? So, I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Never.
It looks like they're not going to be this because they're most important player, you would think. Has Melo played with 20 games this year?
Yeah. And now the max kicks in. So now they start paying him $50 million a year to play half a season. And
I mean, you get him and Brandon together, they might be all right. Because I think Brandon can play.
Yeah, Brandon Miller's really good. They kept the guy, you know.
Yeah. But this would be his last year, I think. I don't think they re-signed him.
Did they not?
I don't think so.
Somebody probably will.
Yeah, I don't think they gave him an extension.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got that. But, yeah, they've always been just bad.
Bad. Really bad. At least it's nice to have somebody close that's worse, you know?
Yeah.
Because the Hawks ain't too good either, you know?
Yeah.
They at least have a little bit of story in their franchise, though.
What? Do they?
Who?
What?
The Hawks?
What story?
Like Dominique
for him?
Oh, yeah. Dominique was
He's got a statue. There's no Charlotte players have statues, right?
Yeah, the Dominique statue story is pretty good, though.
Like, yeah, it is.
That was more of an apology than anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, the Hawks, you're right.
They've done some things.
What?
What
have they done?
They have an East Finals appearance recently.
Two.
Then
they got
fell
two.
Apart.
Yeah, they got two East Finals appearance. And in those two appearances,
don't have that.
They won two games. Combine.
Being in the city of Atlanta is somewhat of a story over Charlotte.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they're right. Like, the TNT B-roll shows the arena a lot.
Yeah.
Because it says Atlanta, and that's really cool.
It's Earth Day.
Well, happy Earth Day, guys. Yes.
There's people down there cleaning up the hooch right now, I think.
Are they? They seem like a weekend thing, I thought.
If they did it on a weekend, more people would be there.
That's
but I think
thought.
They actually have to do it on Earth Day.
Yeah, because I remember like a couple years ago, then we like got the invite to go out there.
I went and did it a couple times.
That's what I'm saying. Every year, but it always starts at 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like
right,
today
right.
It started at 11
a.m. Well, I've done it. And like Terry used to give us the day off or something to go do it. I think we did that a couple times. I did it. It sucks. I mean, it's so disheartening because it's like, all right,
you see how much
we got all these people and we're going to go work and clean stuff up for 3 hours. And then it's like, this is nothing. Like you could work every day for the next 5 years and you wouldn't be able to do anything. Like it's just garbage.
I've never been down there.
Straight up garbage.
Yeah. I never been down
there. We weren't even in the Chattahoochee. We were in like one of the tributaries.
Yeah. That's where it all flows to.
Yeah. Cause anytime the water level gets up or it rises or something like that, it was like, you could have only picked out tires and,
wow, seriously?
Been busy every day for the year.
People just toss that many tires in a damn river?
I think. I guess. I don't know. Like, I've never even thought about.
Be better, humans.
I never even thought about doing that to a tire.
I've never been down there.
It's not fun.
Oh.
It's really gross, and there's a lot of garbage.
Like, maybe it needs to happen more often than on Earth Day.
Like maybe
or maybe people should just not be shit.
You could do it every single day, and it wouldn't make a difference.
Or get one of them big nets and just put it there, just let everything just come in.
They do that.
They do?
Yeah, there's like part there are certain nets, but like they set up stuff like to catch the really big stuff.
Right.
Because like you'd be shocked the stuff that's because I think some of it's not even like people don't do it on purpose probably, you know? Like big rain comes and sweeps stuff away and then it's just in there, you know? Like,
think some bodies in there?
Oh, probably.
I did think about that. Because where we were over like we were like right off Bolton Road, like over on the west side, and I was like, we had like walk through the woods and stuff to get back to some of the floodplains, and I was like, this is pretty fucking sketchy out here. Like, pretty. All right. It was kind of fun to see the different malt liquor bottles that you'd find. Like, it was like walking through memory lane.
Really?
I was like, oh, Mickey's. Oh, that brings me back. Oh, Old English. There it is. Oh, there's what's the other one?
St. Ives is what I used to drink.
St. Ives. Yeah. What's the other malt liquor that's not Mickey's or Old English? There's one.
Cisco or Bad Dog?
No, those are fortified wine.
Oh, okay.
But that's good. You're on the right track, okay, though. That's good. Why can't
another malt liquor that's not St. Ives or OE?
Yeah.
Oh, malt that's not. Oh, no, not Schlitz.
Steel Reserve.
Okay, not Schlitz.
And Schlitz had one, too.
Schlitz
have one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good. Big silver label with the bull on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my grandma's thing. And that's back when you can go to the corner store and get it for your grandma?
For your adult, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Could you really?
Yeah, like, I was like, what's that? I was like eight years old going to the corner store.
I grew up.
Mr. Ricky. And he's like, do you use it for Geraldine? Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
We used to have to pay panhandlers to go in and buy us beer in the liquor store. Sometimes they would come back, sometimes they wouldn't.
Oh, like when we were older, like when we were buying it for ourselves. My dad, I ran into the beer store, which is what we called it. It was at the gas station by my dad's house. I would run in there and I would get like some Starburst and I'd be like, yeah, my dad needs a pack of Marlboro Reds or something like that.
Wow,
and they'd be like, where? Like, that's him in the van. Yeah. Be like, all right.
Yeah.
And I was like five.
Yeah, they didn't matter. Yeah, they didn't bother. Yeah. Dude, I've never ever had somebody had to do that with the liquor thing. I know remember where we went up in Athens at that breakfast spot?
Yeah.
And I went to that liquor store. Like, that's the liquor store forever.
They just let you do it.
And they used to, like, when I first got a fake, I didn't get a fake. I took my boy, one of my partners, black guy, you know, and he was pretty old. And they got to the point, they started licking me like, dog, we know this ain't you, okay? All right, we know who you are. Don't worry about nothing.
It's hard for you to have a fake ID if it doesn't say Randy McCoy.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
and even if it did, they know what class you are.
But it was just so funny. That's what he said. He said, we've been knowing all this time. All right?
Of course.
So you don't got to flash it no more, right. Okay?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sorry. Okay.
When we were in high school, my buddy worked at a gas station. Now, the gas station didn't sell beer, but he had a coworker who was over 21, so he would go and get us beer, like on Fridays.
That's good if you have somebody reliable. Like
yeah, that was pretty nice. That was a solid hookup. But then in college, I made fake IDs for like 2 years, and I never made myself one.
Yeah, like a printer and everything? Like a
Well, it was a whole, we had a whole
yeah,
set.
Yeah, I've always been curious.
Had a whole racket.
Dude, it was the best money I've ever made in my life.
Right. Oh, I bet.
At an hourly rate.
That's a hell of a racket.
Because we'd get people that would want, like, hey, I want one for me and my girlfriend, and her friend wants one. So, like, we'd make, like, I could make three and in half an hour, you know.
They have to
and
bring you the picture?
They were $100 each. All we would need is I need a passport photo. So it's legit.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, scan it and print it on, like, that it's, like, rubber kind of paper. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like the paper, and then laminate it. Mm-hmm. And it was – we would do it was pretty good. We did pretty good ones.
That's
like,
all right.
I felt pretty
90s.
Good about the product.
That's all right.
Like – I would paint some glitter almost, like really, really soft. So it made
to
it
make it look like
so
it was
so
hologram?
It had the hologram.
Nice.
And then it would stay
on
the plastic.
That's all people are really looking for is the sparkle.
But then we got the stamp, and if you just used highlight.
Huh.
That was the thing they would have to go to do.
Yeah. The only thing it wouldn't do is if they scanned it. You know what I mean? Like the barcode on the back wouldn't work.
See, there wasn't any of that.
But you had
shit.
The little hologram, and you had the black light. And it wasn't good. Like, the black light wasn't good, but it was good enough to, like, pass, you know.
Well, dude, I don't do it a lot. I had the weakest gummy and shrooms this weekend. It was just didn't do nothing.
Wow.
I was just sitting
That's
there like.
Weak, then.
I was waiting for it to happen. Something to happen. I was just sitting there like, oh, okay. Nothing's happening.
We played.
Should
that,
I go get another one?
Well, I know, but that's when you mess up.
Yeah,
though,
but I was like,
sometimes it takes too long.
Did nothing happen. I was just sitting there like, fuck. Like
what,
I was
what
all
was it?
Alone. I had some gummies and some shrooms.
But that, you were drinking too, probably.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part is like, it's hard to notice for me
it will
if I've already been drinking.
Right.
if I have had nothing, and I start with that, then you can kind of notice the difference.
Oh, okay.
And then
that
you can add
be.
To it. Okay. But if I was already drinking, I never
noticed. She probably did feel something.
Yeah, because I did the gummies on Saturday. I did gummies Saturday because it was just me.
Good for you.
Me, music, grill, myself.
Wow.
And then yesterday, I'm sitting there like, okay. Yesterday, they went to an early movie. I'm sitting there like, look, I'll lay in there.
Weather sucks.
Let me just have one.
Might as well.
And just sat there. It's like, okay. Yeah.
We got out that that music game on Saturday night. And that's fun.
I told you, it's pretty fun. Yeah,
I don't remember what it's called. What's it?
Trickster, trap, track, trackstar,
something like that.
Yeah,
something like that. But one of the sales ladies gave us. You got one too, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so we broke it out on Saturday night after the kids went to bed, and it was fun. And we sat on the porch and drank so much wine, and then it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh shit, we better go to bed.
That's what happened because we stayed up because the fight was on, which was bullshit. David Haney rightfully so got his ass beat. But yeah, then I looked up. I was like, fuck, it's 1:30 in the fucking morning. I didn't come in the house till midnight.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's 1:30. And she ordered some fucking Taco Bell. I was like, I ain't eating that shit.
We were sitting out there playing, having fun, kind of probably being loud. But like on the porch, the kids' bedroom's in the way back the house. So we could sit on the porch and kind of do that. But then it like started raining, and I was like, what time is it? We better go to bed, because she gets up to go to work at 1:30 in the morning.
Sundays too?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say shit.
No. She doesn't like, oh, shit, I gotta go to work.
I would have had a fucking attitude with your ass.
But I was like, wait, we better go to bed. Like, you got to go to work in 24 hours.
Yeah.
you're going to be kept playing catch up tomorrow night if we don't.
And boy, did I sleep, though.
Ooh. Did you?
Good for you. Oh, boy. It was like 9 o'clock. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
She doesn't care what we did the night before. If I, whatever it is, Lily's getting up at 7:15 and she wants to watch something on the couch. with why don't you get in bed with us? No, I want to watch in the living room. All right. How about I turn it off and then I go back to bed? No, I want you to snuggle me. All right. Well, obviously I'm going to say yes to that. So I'm falling back asleep. You can watch
what you want.
Whatever it is, but I'm going back to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
But that game's fun, though.
Yeah.
I should. It's not going to be helpful for anybody because we can't actually recommend it.
It's called track,
somewhat.
Some tracks, trackless, tractor, some
trackster,
trackster. Yeah, because we played it.
What is it? Trackster music game. Just in case anybody wants to. Nope.
Trickster.
Hitster.
Hitster. That's what it is. Hitster.
Hitster. It's fun. I would recommend it.
I think highly recommended.
You just like scan a little QR code and it plays a song and you have to guess when the song came out and put it in the timeline. It was good. Really fun.